navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Welcome to this episode of the Mentor ESQ podcast. I'm really excited for this episode. It's going to be a very different episode. We're not going to talk trial skills in this episode, and we're not going to talk too much about law, but we'll touch on it. And today's episode, as you might have gathered from the title, involves cars, car racing. And some of you may know, but most of you probably don't, that I've been a big sports car fan for most of my life. I was a kid growing up, always just enjoyed cars. And when I was in high school, my senior year was 1989. And I have this philosophy that for people that really enjoy sports cars, they always want what the hot sports car was when they were like a junior or senior in high school. And back then, I always liked Ferraris and I liked Porsches. And in the late 80s, Porsches had really cool 911s. Their 911s are always cool, but it was the sort of the classic 911 with the big whale tail and all that. And I always wanted one. And 10 years later, 1999, I had my first big verdict. And I won a verdict in a dental malpractice case. I got a $750,000 verdict. The jury actually came in with exactly what I asked for, and the case wasn't worth that much. My client had a bad dental procedure and had a bit of a numb lip, but I did a pretty nice job in trying the case. And so we ended up settling the case, I think, for probably around $300,000. And what I did with my share of that fee, I said, that's it. I'm a player now. I won a big verdict in Manhattan. I'm new on the scene. And I'm going to get myself the car I've always wanted. So I went online, I researched. And of course, I looked for a 1989 911. And finally, I found it. And I got one. It was a white 1989 911 Targa, which is a convertible top that it's a hard top, comes off and goes back on. And I found it in Philadelphia. I bought it then for about $29,000. And that was now, 22 years ago. And I still have that car. And that is my baby. And I've taken care of it and given it lots of love and attention and really gotten into Porsche and even have taken that car out on the track. So that's how my love started. And it's progressed from there to the point where I've gotten into high performance driving and something known as sim racing, which is driving in a simulator. And I've had the pleasure of meeting our guest today by way of getting involved with the Porsche Club in sim racing. And it just so happens, not only is he an amazing race car driver, but he's a lawyer as well. And I thought it would just be great to combine my love of cars with the law and have our next guest. And I welcome him now. Chris Pays, thank you for coming to be a guest on the Mentor Podcast.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks for having me, Andrew. I do appreciate it. And I share the same, you know, passion for cars that you've always had. And, you know, for your 1989 911 is my, I have a 2016 GT4 that I ordered brand new from Porsche. It's not quite 22 years ago, but I guess it'll be there one day. But that's mine. I've had it since new. I waited for it. You know, I checked every box. It's got some quirky features that many people, you know, did not check, and it's mine and it's got all those features and I've had it and I don't think I'll ever sell it. I shared the exact same passion that you have and kind of the same quirkiness.
Was that your first Porsche?
No, my first Porsche was a 2005 911 Carrera S that I got my senior year in law school. I bought it in 2012, 2013. It was a 2005, so it'd been around 7 years or so, but it only had 7,000 miles on it. Wow. So whoever owned it before just parked it. Like, I think it did 1200 miles a year. And you know, I had been looking for a year, you know how the search is for these fancy cars is that search is half the fun, right? And yeah. So I was scouring everywhere, looking nationally. I didn't mind if it was in California, I'd have it shipped if it was the right